time once again for Sports Sidebar, covering sports for Northeast Ohio and sometimes even a little outside that area. Sports Sidebar, where we prove that a little knowledge is dangerous, but even less knowledge makes it a little easier to fill an hour. And now on to our hosts, Captain Bill and Dave. And good Tuesday, everyone, and back in studio.
I am. Only missed a week.
Only missed a week.
Well, I didn't miss a week. I was on last week, but...
You were on last week. I mean, you missed a week in studio.
Oh,
you missed 2 weeks in studio.
Oh, I missed two. Yeah, I spent the day of my knee surgery.
Right, right.
It was successful. I'm doing pretty darn good. They put a new Wi-Fi...
And he had this all done at Costco, believe it or not.
Well, Costco,
it's crazy.
It is.
It's crazy.
Well, not quite. I have to give kudos to the Crystal Clinic. The new facility they have in Mount Rose is just a wonderful, wonderful clinic to have. It's just geared for orthopedic processes, and they did a wonderful job. And it was robotic surgery, so I met the robot. His name was Hal.
Okay.
A little scary, but
I wouldn't do that if I
had his little white smock coming around. Said, "Mr. Darmeyer, how are you?" I said, "I have to correct you, sir. I'm Captain Bill."
Captain Bill, yes.
Oh, it does not compute. Surgery went well. So he had a very nice bedside.
Sounds like a very polite robot. Yeah.
And, of course, it was the newest and greatest knee replacement, Wi-Fi. Bluetooth enabled, and so I saw this thing. It's just a really neat knee.
Uh-huh.
So, it's a little bit of rehabilitation, but I'm up and about without a cane, even though I was scrutinized a little bit by
Cat. You were.
Cat.
She'd come in here and say, "Where's your walker? Where's your cane?"
So... Well, I'm kind of...
Only because she cares.
I know she does. I know. I'm kind of an independent cuss.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't know if you notice that or not, but
I
just tend to... if I think I can do something, I try. And so if I fall down the parking lot, so be it. So be it.
I'll tell everybody to be careful in the parking lot then.
So you see treadmill tire marks on my back next time. You don't know what happened there. But it's good to be back. I need this today.
Yeah.
I need being here today with you, and I never thought I'd say that.
But I don't think I ever heard you say that either.
Gosh, you know, we're wrapping up our 16th season here.
Wow, and we've got wrapping up baseball.
Yeah, we are. And this will be our last program as Terry Francona being the manager of the Cleveland Guardians.
Even though he never officially, because he didn't want this go-around farewell tour thing.
You know, I admire that man. I truly, truly didn't see
it. But they are going to honor him on our last home game. Is that Wednesday?
Wednesday,
our last home game. They're going to honor him.
Thank you, Tito T-shirts. And from what I heard on the radio, they had to do this with him kicking and screaming against
them. Really?
Yes.
I'm sure they did.
Tom Hamilton said... He didn't want anything.
Yeah.
And I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe. He says, it's not about me. It's about the players. And
right.
And all I do is, it's like an orchestra. The conductor's up there, and I'm sure he's important, but I don't ever see him looking at him or her. And it's the musicians who make the beautiful music, and it's the baseball players.
I need you to do me a favor. The fan that's there, you need to turn just a little way. That's picking up on the mic. There we go. I just need to turn it away from the mic.
Is that all right?
That sounds great.
Okay.
Sounds great.
Well, I like the wind in my hair.
Well, I'm sure you do. I'm still looking for the hair part. But
yeah, that's invisible hair.
Ah!
It is the end of a very, very successful era. This year was just, with the injuries to the pitchers.
I found an article that he explained something that you and I thought, why bring Bieber and McKenzie back? Why do it? It's the end of the season. Why should you rush these guys back? He had an amazing answer for that. It was in the Monday Beacon. It says, basis. I mean, anytime you play a game, you certainly want to win. The biggest goal, though, was getting him in and out and through this and the next start. Francona said of Bieber, he goes home and then he comes back next year. He's competing, not rehabbing. I think he deserves that, and that's the hope.
Excellent.
So he did that for him. And I just never understood why you would let him rest and rehab and be ready, but he Bieber wanted to be here. He's very competitive, and this way he knows he's coming back to compete. Like you said, come back to compete, not to rehab.
That's perfect. I watched that game, and I think Bieber did pretty. He was rusty, obviously rusty.
Yeah.
But he was very competitive. He competed in that game.
I think let him go four innings. Is it? I think.
Yeah. And that has to do wonders for his psyche. And that, you know,
sports. He felt good afterwards. That's what he was saying.
Yeah. And Terry Francona, how many times has he had to do this with personnel throughout his?
Especially all the young guys he gets.
Yeah,
because
and not
of
only this,
team.
But other teams that he's managed and coached, and he's gone through this so many times, and that's the institutional knowledge that a fan doesn't know. You know, we don't know what a way to explain it, right?
It was perfect. I mean, I never understood why you would do just let him rest up and be ready for next year. But it's a mindset thing.
Yeah.
And he knew that Bieber needed this going into the end of the season.
Yeah. Well, Kenzie didn't do quite as well.
He did not. No. He learned how to walk people.
Yeah, well, he hasn't pitched since, what, May?
Yeah, I think it was that. Except outside of a little bit of minor.
But if he gets another chance this year, I mean, this week, actually, I think he may do better. But it's still another. You're out there, major league competition pitching. So, okay, I didn't do very well. I'll come back and do better. And there's nothing on the line.
Right.
There's nothing on the line.
Right, because we are officially eliminated from our division and the playoffs and such. Yeah.
So it's one of the few years that we didn't have this. I think this year and a couple years back, we weren't.
The COVID year.
Yeah, COVID year.
It was about the only 2 years we haven't been in it.
And he just was a stabilizing factor for this franchise. But he has to get healthy, Terry.
He does. He's got enough of his own issues, as he's had for several years and taken time off for them. This way he won't have to take time off for them, and he can just take care of them and rehab at his own pace.
I don't know if he'll ever manage again. I don't
think so, but I would be surprised, almost shocked, if he weren't still staying with his organization, kind of, as they say, bumping him upstairs.
Well, that presents a problem, I think, because then you're in the shadows of him, whoever that new manager is going to be, and is that something you want? I don't. I'm just thinking out loud.
Okay.
You know, listening to Tom Hamilton, he said this will be the last time, this week will be the last time Terry Francona manages a Cleveland team. And I don't know if that was innuendo.
Strange way to put it.
Yes. So was that innuendo? You know, I'm sure they're very close, Tom Hamilton and Terry Francona.
Right.
They interview
every day.
They're together all the time.
Yes.
So, and I know he probably has knowledge of a lot of things that obviously we don't. So I don't know. He's only 64. He's much older than
he's 64, but he's looking at getting over all this stuff, probably 2 years away from being healthy, and it seems like he's just so healthy, and then after a while, certain other things are going down. He just said he was a player before he was a coach, and there are things that break down.
Yeah, and he needs to get healthy. You can't get healthy because there's no off season really.
Not in that position.
There's no off season. You're in meetings and all this stuff and. And if you're trying to recuperate, even with my knee, I can't imagine having to go to meetings.
No, I didn't say he would be there immediately, but I think that it certainly will be offered to him. And as much as he loves baseball, I can't see him completely walking away from it. But he can.
Yeah.
I mean, he did with the plane, and he had no regret when he he said he put his bat and his glove in the closet and never looked back on that. And this could be the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But he loves baseball so, and he knows it so well.
Yeah.
That,
he's got a PhD in baseball.
He does. Yeah. So yeah.
And there's also another thing that I've been contemplating in my brain here ever since that bad, that horrible trading deadline decision. I thought he was not happy with that.
I think you're right. Very much so.
I'm reading tea leaves, and I think that they must have had some heated discussions about getting rid of Savalier and Bell, and I just think they were what, only a game out at the time where they
pretty much
capitulated.
And Bell was becoming productive again all of a sudden.
Yeah, and Savali was their best pitcher at the time.
At the time.
So what did they do? And then they try to placate him later by getting these waiver players.
That lasted for about 15 minutes. I think each of them got about one got two starts, and the other one's got one, and they were one.
Well, I think there's a couple of them still left.
Really?
But anyway, I don't think that went down with him, and that may have helped drive his decision. I don't know. I'm just saying it just seemed things turned rather quickly after that front office decision to get rid of Savali and the other ones, and because it was so bad. The atmosphere in that clubhouse was so bad, according to the articles that were, that Chris Antonetti, the president of the club, and Chernoff, the general manager, had to fly to Houston to talk to the team.
Yeah.
Because can you imagine Terry Frank? I said, listen, this is your stupid decision. You can get down here and explain it to him. I can't, because it doesn't make any sense to me.
That would make sense to me. That would make sense to me for Terry to. And Terry has the authority to do that.
Mm-hmm. So they did, and they have played lackluster, not intentionally,
right,
but the team has not recovered from that decision on September 1st. Right?
I mean, absolutely.
And their play has, where was it, August 1st? August 1st. Wasn't that, I think that's the trick.
Yeah, August 1st. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the end of July in there. Yeah.
So ever since that, they have played mediocre baseball. But I know I'll miss them as far as, he just sits through that game. He studies every move, and he does it. He'll do it to the last pitch of the last game that he matters, and then he'll go off. And he doesn't seek the limelight.
He does not.
No.
That's why, you know, and for a while he even did the broadcasting, which
he didn't like it too much.
He didn't like it.
They had to drag him in. He said, in the first, he did ESPN. For a year after he got fired, he won a world. If this man had won a World Series for Cleveland, there'd be a statue of him right next to Jim Tomey, right?
Absolutely.
So, and maybe there are going to be one anyway. I don't know. But, gosh, just one game. We were so close.
Yeah.
So close.
If it weren't for that rain delay.
Yeah. Who knows?
Who knows?
It worked both ways. You know, it's. Yeah.
It worked both ways, except we had much more of a pitcher shortage. We were down three starters.
And
that time delay in between just finished him off. It just so it's I can see where they can say where that is what made the difference.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting what route the front office and manager and the front office and owners will take as far as managers. There's speculation. Well. Do we go outside the organization? I don't think they're going to promote anybody, really. I think they're going to look for a younger. Now, what does it mean for the coaching staff? I don't know. There really hasn't been a lot out there about that decision.
And that's always a thing that usually when a guy comes in, he wants his own people.
Mm-hmm.
To get rid of Sandy Alomar, who's been nothing.
I think Sandy Alomar will be there.
They may say, no matter what you do, Sandy is here. Your bench coach is up to you because that's your main guy. You got to have who you want as your main guy.
Yeah.
Who you want on third base? Well, our third base coach has been pretty good at knowing his players and what they can take and when they should run and when they should stay. He's been very good at that. And
Well, they do more. Obviously, they do more than just go out there and coach first and third. I mean, they're not.
Well, Sandy's also always coaching the catchers.
And the pitchers too, as far as timing to first base and all that kind of. And there's a lot of behind the scenes that these guys do. Sarbaugh works with the outfielders and infielders. I mean, they have coaches there for a reason, not just to stand out there, and direct traffic. So you got Sandy with a timing the pitcher and see. A lot of those steals are a result of him telling the players what to do.
Yeah.
And so I don't think it's going to be Sandy Alomar. I don't think it's
no.
I mean, Sarbaugh has been mentioned, the third base coach, as somebody. DeMarco Ware, who's the bench coach, maybe. I don't know. They've been pretty silent, but they're going to have to get one soon, because once the season's over, you got to determine who you want back and what direction you're going to go, and you have to have the new manager's input to do that.
Yeah.
You won't have to do that if you keep somebody in house. Well, I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I would think you've had an 11-year pretty darn good run of almost or above 500. Every single year, except for this being the worst year. Do you step it up a notch to get somebody with a different perspective of the game? I don't know. Or we've been pretty successful. Do we keep on the same course? We got some young players. I mean, we it's not a bad team. I mean, we're not.
No, the biggest thing that hurt us again, we had three to four starting pitchers out.
And they
bring up these young guys who, on the whole, did a pretty darn good job. One of them, Bybee,
yeah.
He was really in there for possibly a
Rookie of the Year.
However, because he lost the last basically month of work, they're thinking that he's.
I don't think he would have made it, but there's some other ones that are pretty darn good. But, I mean, to have that, you got him and you got. I don't know what they're going to do with Bieber. I don't have no idea.
Well, at this point, his value isn't worth what he is.
No.
Therefore, you keep him until at least trade deadline.
Of next year, yeah. And if he's really good at the – but maybe his injury is a good thing for the Cleveland team, because his value is not as much as it used to be. And maybe they can afford him at a lower price. I don't know. He's got a very tough agent who's a partner with Scott Boris wannabe.
He
wants to make him the plum of his cachet
of players.
Except
because of his injury, and coming off at this point, it isn't.
Yeah.
There.
But, I've been impressed with Gavin Williams. I think he's Bybee. You got Logan. You get Bieber, and throw in somebody else there, Gavin Williams, I said, and you got a pretty darn good. Well, what happened too is you got to watch the innings of these young pitchers, too,
right.
And then that exhausted the bullpen,
right.
And you got to get a couple sluggers. I mean, Jose Ramirez is a well-rounded baseball, a star. Almost borderline superstar, and Josh Naylor is emerging as a star, almost superstar, and you got Bo Naylor, who I think as a catcher down the road is our catcher for as long as we can keep him. They're going to have to get a DH or a first baseman with some power, and you have Andrés Giménez who's had a really good September. Gabriel Arias at short, he's okay, but is he the answer? And you got to get some power in the outfield. Stephen Kwan, good as gold, great leadoff player, and I love this kid.
And an excellent outfielder as well.
Oh, and he's just a bundle of excitement.
He is.
And
a guy that loves the game.
Yeah.
He just truly
and
does.
And so you've got left field wrapped up. Center field's a big question. Now, Miles Straw is an excellent defensive but you don't have a lot of hope when he comes up to the plate with
right.
people on men on scoring in position. And is Tyler Freeman the answer? I don't know, or Will Brennan. So there's definitely need for power. They tried and they failed the front office this year. Josh Bell was trying to pick it up a little bit, but it took them 4 months of the season, and they just said, "We got to dump salary," and they did.
Yeah.
And Savali is the one that scratches my. I don't know how he's done after. But he'll be on a playoff team, right, Savali?
Yeah.
I don't know how Miami's doing. The Marlins, where Bell went. I guess I really don't care because I. and we're so inconsistent. We took Texas. We swept Texas.
We swept Texas, who was vying for a playoff spot.
Yeah, and then we got swept by Kansas City.
Kansas City.
We got swept by them after beating one of the best teams. And then we split the series with Baltimore.
And Baltimore is
the
best.
I think they've clinched a
playoff at least.
Playoff, yeah.
Yeah.
The most competitive is the American League West. There's like three teams with a half game between them.
Yeah.
And then, they got Tampa Bay, who's a lock for a wild card. So it's going to be a very, very interesting.
And then you have the Yankees and the Red Sox.
Oh, too bad, huh?
Oh.
So sad. And the Twins played mediocre.
Although in our division, they would maybe lead.
If they were in our division, they'd be leading it, probably. Yeah, yeah.
As poorly as they're playing.
But in our division, too, Detroit's going to start coming around. They got a very good manager, even though he cheated with Houston, A.J. Hoyt. And Kansas City's not going to be in the doldrums forever in Chicago. I'm surprised.
I just can't figure out Chicago. They've got a lot of money to work with.
That's why they got rid of most of their front office, because they haven't been
able to
make them produce. So our window of opportunity is still here, because you just basically got Minnesota. Detroit looks like they're gonna be competitive from here on in.
This
is a big time for the front. They got to make a good decision on manager. They do. I don't know what direction they're going. They have not indicated one way or another, out of respect, I'm sure.
Tito. Yeah.
Yeah. But I would have thought that if it was somebody in the front, in the current organization, Terry Francona is going to be replaced by Sarbaugh. Yeah. He's the. So it's like a head coach. Everybody, somebody transitions to retirement.
Right.
And I'm trying to think of.
The system moves up.
Yeah.
Happens in a lot of your high school sports, especially.
Well, when the Beilein was the coach of Cavs.
Yeah.
He had in the weight, a bigger staff. We knew that was probably going to be.
Well, that was one of the reasons they brought Bickerstaff in was because of his experience as an NBA player, and LeBron needed that. He needed to have somebody that played the game that he respected in order to listen to them. But he didn't have any respect for Beilein any more than he had for Mike Brown.
Yeah. In other words, we don't know.
Yes.
We don't know. I've been called. They said,
what do you think?
Can you do it? I said, no.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't like to, I don't want to travel. And how can you replace a man like Terry Francona? You can't. And I do think no matter what happens, Sandy Alomar, getting back to him, is going to be the first base coach. He's an institution, and you got to still have that link.
He's comfortable there and extremely productive at the same time.
Yeah, and you got a good farm system that's produced a lot of good pitchers.
Yes.
But they need to start producing hitters, and that's been the problem. They've gotten rid of some guys for nothing, like Yandy Diaz for Tampa, who's doing extremely well. We just gave him away for nothing.
But why is he doing so well now? Since he's been traded, then he's done basically most all the time he was here.
Terry Francona answers that. We don't know.
We don't know. Okay.
We don't know. You know, he didn't get the opportunity enough because he was behind somebody, and we didn't develop him enough. And when he did go someplace where he could play a lot, this is what happens. And it's just one of those things. But yeah, so you'll have a Tito T-shirt night tomorrow night.
Yeah,
I bet you it sells out. I bet you the place gets closer.
That would be really cool.
The upper deck is $11 a ticket.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
okay.
It's for that game only. And I would like to see a full house for him in recognition of his contribution.
His amazing contribution that he's done to this team.
And, you know, 11 years is a good run for any professional. Yeah. It's surprising. There's, like in the NFL, Mike Tomlin's been around for 15 years. It's hard to believe he replaced Bill Cowher with the Steelers in football. He's been around 15 years since that. Bill Belichick, he's been around longer than him.
Yeah.
And I think Pete Carroll's been around. I mean, with the doofuses owning the Browns, Stefanski, he's going into his third season. That could be the...
This is his third or fourth season.
Third or fourth? Man, I don't know.
Bottom line is, he's
you're right,
he's almost has more tenure than all the other coaches he's had combined.
I think it's the fourth year he's coaching.
I think it is, yeah.
So we'll see. It'll be interesting. Something to follow throughout the off season. I don't have a favorite in the baseball, as far as my brother's a big Atlanta Braves fan. They clinched a long time ago now, and it'd be something. Minnesota with the worst record ends up winning. They don't have the pitching. I just don't think they have the pitching.
Yeah.
And Baltimore didn't look that impressive against us, but of course they had it pretty well in the bag.
Yeah, are they?
Whoever the American League ends up being the American League pennant, I'll root for the American League.
We'll be going against the Los Angeles Dodgers.
No, I think you got the Braves. I think it's going to be between. I think you're right. It's going to be between the Dodgers and Braves, and with that kind of season that Atlanta has, they don't make it. Woo. That guy could be in trouble.
Yeah.
The manager could be in trouble. Anyhow, that's my 2 cents.
That's your 2 cents.
I don't have any more money.
No more money. You've been out on injury, so.
Well, you want to talk about Sundays?
We can talk about Sunday. Actually, it's nice to know that Nick Chubb's injury isn't as bad as they thought it was. There's only one ligament that seems to be severely damaged, and that's usually 6 to 8 months, they say.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to fix one tendon
than three,
and so it's not as bad as the one he had in 2015 when he was a senior or played for. I don't know if he was a senior at Georgia, but they don't usually finish their 4-year program once they get drafted, he's got one tendon. The rehab,
we've got him next year yet, so
the guarantee money is not there for next year. The contract's there, but the guarantee money is all used up now,
right?
So I would think it would be public relations idiocy if the front office of the Browns would say, if you don't accept a pay cut next year, we're going to cut you, because they can't cut him.
They can.
And because the money is not guaranteed next year.
And no matter where he goes, nobody's paying the value.
I mean, he's
the
fan favorite. And it's not because he's out there, because he works so hard.
Yes.
Not because he's just personality like Myles Garrett. You know, he kind of gets out. Myles is
a showboater.
Yeah, he's a showboater. But
but the whole defense is doing that this year. Schwartz wants them. The Schwartz wants him to... wants them all. When they do a good play, they want them all to be out there celebrating each and every play that they do really good at.
I tell you, this was one of the best all-around Browns games in years as far as a victory goes. The Titus, I can't believe the Tennessee Titans are that bad.
I found that hard to believe that they were.
Because they came back and beat San Diego the week before. The L.A. Chargers.
Yeah.
The L.A. Chargers.
Yeah.
And they have a good coach, Mike Vrabel, who, by the way, is going to be in the Summit County Sports Hall of Fame.
He's an Akron boy.
Yeah, and he'll be in with my brother, who's in that.
Your brother beat him there, though. Yeah.
He did.
Yeah,
he did.
Beat him there, yeah.
So, and he came up to me the other day and said, you know, I'm in the Hall of Fame with a NFL head coach. What do you think about that? I said, don't be so. My sister put him down, so, you know. That's what little sisters are for.
That's what little sisters are for, yeah. And big sisters, too.
Oh, I could hit 1,000 in the softball league, have home run. Said, well, okay. How are you going to improve? I think you're running slow. I mean, she would not praise me.
That's what they do.
But no, and I know she loves me dearly, but she's. That's what little sisters are for.
That's right.
And he's from, I think he went to Walsh High School. I'm pretty sure. Then he's a head football coach. And
up until last year, he did very well. Last year, he kind of dropped off nothing, but we were playing them every year before that. And
because, the Doofuses want Tennessee. I tell you what, I don't know who the owner of the Tennessee Titans, but let's trade them. Let's trade the Doofuses for whoever owns the Titans. Anyway, very impressive game. And the defense. The defense is living up to the hype.
They are, what, the number one defense, I believe.
Well, one of the commentators said, I don't know who it was, is that Schwartz's mindset is to have them go out to play defense and not think. So not thinking is the key to good football.
Okay.
Do your thing.
So I've been a genius for years then.
Well, I guess just liberate yourself in your position, I guess. You know the position, but liberate it. Don't be constrained like they were in the past by the guy who was there before, the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, it is zone defenses that he had.
And gosh, you can't complain about the results the first three games.
No.
The defense just tore Tennessee apart. Derrick Henry, I mean, he had one of the premier running, 20 yards.
20 yards, yeah.
That's it.
At halftime, I think he was at
minus
yards, yeah.
So I'm not a Browns fan. I won't be, but I have to give that team on Sunday a lot of kudos. They did everything well. And Deshaun, give me a massage, Watson, had his best game as a Brown.
As a Brown, yeah. It wasn't that impressive a game, but it was his best game.
It was his best game.
But he was
very confused and.
Well, again, that was the Steelers' defense all over him, and all over us. And I'm just wondering why we didn't see that on the Sunday night game
that
Pittsburgh played.
Well, Pittsburgh has a darn good defense, and J.J. Watt was all over him, pressuring him, and. But even Sunday's game, he made a horrible decision by trying when he was going down to throw a pass backwards to a running back. and why in the world? Everybody was aghast by that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think he's got it. He may have it from game to, you know, one game and then two bad games and maybe a game. I just don't think this guy's got it. And. That's my personal opinion. I'm not a football expert. I just don't think.
Which guy?
Watson.
Watson, okay. I up until this game, we've had even the radio commentators going to say, look, you got to show us something. You can't just say rust anymore. Because at this point, 6, 7, 8, 9 games, that was the ninth game he played in. And not that he wasn't an all-pro at least 2, if not 3 seasons. You know, before all the junk came down about his all of his stuff. And then he came back at that Sunday night or Monday night game and two face mask penalties and a unsportsmanlike conduct and pushed. They're saying he bumped. He pushed a referee and he got away with that.
Yeah. Well, there's something about him. There's something about this. This is not going to be a success. I hope I am wrong for the fans of Northeast Ohio who so much deserve a winning competitive football team.
Yes, exactly. But I don't know. I just don't think he's ever going to be what he was in Houston. And I don't think he was all what he in Houston, what he was in Houston.
Yeah.
And here's the thing we're seeing too. He had another fumble or two. And that's what, I said when they brought him in and then they had getting rid of Baker Mayfield. I says, yeah, Baker has more interceptions, but Watson has more fumbles. If you look at it, he has a lot more fumbles. So they actually almost equaled out fumbles to interceptions. Well, guess what? I think he plays what tonight? Baker Mayfield does. He's 2-0 going into this game.
Yeah.
And the big thing is, for him this year, that he didn't have before, the ownership, not ownership, whatever, whoever runs the team, presidency and the whatever, they went out and got three receivers well over 6 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
Baker is not that tall. But guess what? He could see those three big guys.
Yeah.
That makes all the difference in the world.
We couldn't
figure that out.
I'm pushing for Baker.
What's funny is I saw, you know, on the line there said, why did they trade Baker Mayfield again?
Well, you know, and he could fall flat on his face.
He could.
But I'm hoping week to week he is successful. Because he got a raw deal here.
He plays on Monday night. We didn't see that yet, but I'm rooting for him. I liked his moxie. I liked the fact he wanted to play as much as he was injured from the second game on. He never should have been playing.
But he was a competitive guy.
He is. No quarterback is ever going to take themselves out because there's always the thought, take myself out, I'm not going to get my spot back. That's the way it is today. Mm-hmm. You used to be you wouldn't lose your job to an injury.
Well, it's a business.
It is a business.
And you have to take the personalities out of it. So you get somebody who's injured, their starting quarterback's injured, and you get somebody who, I'm trying to think, there was Drew Bledsoe who played for the Patriots, and there's a guy named Tom Brady that took his place.
Right.
That was the end of Drew Bledsoe.
Except for one time when Tom Brady got injured and Drew came in and still took them into the playoffs.
Yeah, so you never know. Of course, the best example in all of sports history is when the first baseman for the Yankees was injured. They put a guy in called Lou Gehrig.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And he wasn't out of a game for years. I mean, that was – so it does happen. It may not happen.
And the first game he missed was the last game he played.
That's right.
And the guy who he replaced was sitting in the stands that day that he wasn't there.
Yeah. So
at least that's the urban legend.
Urban Meyer legend?
No.
Okay, well, let me some scores last Sunday.
Sunday, yeah.
Packers 18, Saints 17.
Well, and they lost their quarterback again to injury.
Oh, they did?
The Saints did.
Oh, Derek Carr.
Yeah.
It's a tough business. Tough. Steelers 23. Raiders 18. I watched most of that game, and I thought they were comfortably ahead. But
I thought they were too. Actually, I turned it off going, you know, about halfway through the third quarter, and they almost came back.
Yeah. So you've got three teams in our division, AFC North, who are 2-1.
Yes.
You got 0-2 Cincinnati.
Who plays Monday night?
It's almost a must win for them at this stage of the season.
Only because the others are 2-1 that they can't really afford to be 3-0.
Oh, no.
I mean, 0-3.
I think that would. And
I'm dyslexic. That's fair.
And you got Joe Burrow, who's questionable. We don't know whether.
Right. And if he doesn't play, you know what they had before him was Andy Dalton. He was good enough to get to the playoffs, but they never could win a playoff game. They could, Cincinnati couldn't even sell playoff tickets because they knew they were going to lose that game.
Marvin Lewis was there for many, many years, got them to the playoffs, but couldn't get them all the way to beyond the first step.
They couldn't get them beyond the first step, yeah. So. And he had Andy Dalton that whole time, I think.
Yeah. I think Andy's still in the game, but it's a backup somewhere.
Yeah, he was, last I saw, he was down in New Orleans.
In the boondocks.
Down in the boondocks. But he was in New Orleans, although I don't think he's there now. Because otherwise he'd been to one plane, they had somebody else coming in.
All right, the Chiefs pretty much took care of the Chicago. The Bears are not very good this year. They're just not very good. Mahomes was injured a little bit. They don't know how severe his ankle injury is. 41-10. This was a game that the Colts are not a good team. They are not a good team, yet they beat the Ravens 22-19 in overtime. I watched the end of that game. The guy kicked the field goal to win the game, and
that was like his third. That was like his fourth over 50-yard field goal of that game.
Yeah, it's screwy. It's a screwy game. It really is. How can the Colts had when we were doing our preseason predictions were down like 28th power rating, which is. And power ratings, the lower you are, I mean, the higher the number, the worse you are.
28th, and there's, 32
teams.
32 teams, yeah.
And the Ravens lost to them. It's just, it was.
I can't figure out the Ravens this year. Even when they win, they aren't looking very well, winning very well.
Well, I think they're going to win the division, our division. I do. Kenny Pickett, though, looked pretty good. He's starting to come around for Pittsburgh.
I think it's going to depend on the defense you're against is how he's going to look.
And the Schwartz has got the defense in Cleveland.
Yeah, and I asked you before we went on, so where will Schwartz be head coach next year?
Cleveland Browns. Well, I guess, football is a very complicated game in some respects and very simple on the other, especially defense. But just having the guys go out there and feel free to do whatever they want, does that take that's a pretty interesting philosophy, but it seems to be working.
Did you see the press conference where they in the locker room afterwards where he was giving the ball to Nick Chubb? Was that about the most uninspired speech that I think I ever heard?
Oh, from Stefanski? Well,
he's not a motivator.
No.
He's not a motivator.
Yeah. Tomlin's a motivator.
Yes. Yeah.
I could imagine Tomlin and, Tomlin was a player and a very young head coach and he's been around 15.
He was defensive coordinator before that. Yeah.
He's one of these rah-rah coaches, and you got Stefanski, who's rather reserved. Mm-hmm. And, Belichick's a reserved guy, too. And the best combination of both, I think, is Andy Reid. I mean, that guy
can make a speech.
He can make a speech, and he makes pretty good commercials, too. I like the one.
Where he draws commercials on people?
The mustaches on people.
I'll look into that. Yeah.
Coach, it's happened again. Throws a pen. He's my favorite coach, I think, of all right now in football. But he's a motivator, and he's businesslike as well. So you got a good combination with him. Take one of those. I'm speaking to Tom here. Take a zucchini, for goodness sakes. There you go.
Thank you.
Okay. You never know when we're going to say out.
No, zucchini is the last thing people thought we would say.
Oh, no, it's the Zurich zucchini soccer team.
Okay. So take a ticket. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Where are
you? What about that Miami game? I know you're not there yet.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
No.
I'm at the Chargers 28, Vikings 24, Cardinals 28, Cowboys. No, that's Arizona Cardinals.
Cardinals beat the and everybody was saying how Cowboys they're going to go all the way this year.
Joshua Dobbs, the guy we just cut, He was with the Cleveland as a backup to Deshaun Watson, and he's the guy, and he led this team to a win over the mighty Cowboys. That was a shocker to me.
That was the biggest upset of the day, from what I understand.
Yeah, and I mean, the power rating, they're number 32. 32, the worst team on paper. But paper doesn't play the game.
But is it this early? Can they do it this early in the season? Is that they are able to look past to the next week because they're the?
I think so. But
even being only the third game of the season, you're already looking past the team.
Well, that's coaching, if it is.
That's true.
I mean, to have a team let down because they're playing a batter, one of the worst teams in the league. I was going to say batter.
A batter? They're really batter team.
Oh, it's the drugs I'm on. that's extra tank Tylenol with Tabasco sauce. It'll get you every time.
Yep, yep.
I Cowboys losing to – I wish I could – this isn't too bad. He can see for in the future and really bet a lot of money on a game.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The Browns, of course, really annihilated the Titans. The Titans just 27-3. Good game for, I'm sure the fans are ecstatic today. Another one. This is another upset, too, that I can't believe. The Texans.
Yeah.
Pretty much the second worst team.
Yes.
On paper. To the Cardinals, they beat the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Who seems to be an up-and-coming team. A team expected to win their division this year.
They won by 20 points, 37-17.
Yeah.
Who would have thunk? Seahawks 37, Panthers 27. I guess.
Who cares?
I care about this game because the Bills.
Yeah.
The Buffalo Bills, named after
me and
my
dad.
Beat the Commanders, which is kind of appropriate. I mean, I was Captain Bill and the Commanders.
Right.
So
but the Commanders have been playing tough ball.
Yeah.
Not
on Sunday they didn't. Josh Allen threw for a lot of touchdowns, 37-3. That was pretty good.
That's pretty good there.
Patriots beat the Jets, 15-10. That's not a big deal. My dad's favorite team, the Lions, when he was with us, 20-6 over the Falcons.
Falcons are a team. I can't figure out, but they can't either.
They can't. You know, they're down there in the bottom. And the Lions. I'm pulling for the NFC. I don't think they'll be the NFC, but I sure like to see them get into the playoffs for the first time in eons.
Yeah.
And I'm a Lions fan in that regard. And then there was this huge blowout with Miami. Oh, here it is. It was the front page.
Front page.
But it wasn't. Okay. They beat Denver 70-20.
I mean, I think there were 15-minute quarters, right?
Yeah.
So you have 1 hour and 70 points. That's more than, we don't go by single points, but still, I mean, it's average is more than a point a second, a minute.
Yeah.
More than a point a minute.
So what, the highest score since November 24th,
it's only 2 points behind the highest score in the history of the NFL. Yeah.
So,
because 72 was and is still the high.
My nephew is the defensive coordinator for Highland High School.
Ah, okay.
And they beat a team 80-something a couple of weeks ago. So
they beat Barberton this weekend.
Yeah.
Highland beat Barberton, and Barberton has been looked at as the powerhouse in the area.
My nephew's a very good defense. He I don't know if he wants to be a head coach at the high school. I don't know what he wants to be, but he's out there. He teaches English.
Okay.
He's a teacher, too. So he's head of the English department for Highland High School.
There you go.
So to be or not to be, which is kind of going to lead into my pun when we get to
okay,
the
end. Okay.
What else is going on here? Major League Baseball is thinking about expanding from 30 teams to 32 by 2028. They want the established teams, for whatever reason, to have all the updates for their stadiums done before they do expand. And it looks like, for example, a team down south would be the priority, which would be either Nashville, Memphis, Charlotte is probably the leading candidate for an expansion team.
Okay.
And then Portland, Oregon.
Really? Portland, Oregon?
Portland, Oregon. Montreal again.
Do you ever think of outside of, Montreal again? Yeah, I think we heard that. Yeah. Do you ever think Mexico City?
I don't think that's going to happen, no. They weren't even mentioned, so I don't think that's going to happen. So, we'll see. That means there'll be an expansion draft, and each team will have to make available a certain amount of players for the new teams to be able to fill the rosters. So that'll be interesting. But now, it's been a long time since Major League Baseball has expanded.
Who was the last expansion team of the Tampa?
Tampa? Nah, I think it's... Wait, hold on here. I'm thinking.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Colorado. Rockies.
It could be Colorado, Arizona. I think Arizona.
That was the expansion team.
Yeah, those were expansion teams. That's it.
Those three, I don't know which one came first, the chicken or the egg, but those are the last three. Because it was uneven for the longest time,
yeah.
So they could put the third one in. So when they expand, they're going to expand by two teams?
Two teams.
Okay.
That makes it even.
It does make it even. Since everybody plays everybody now, it's also easier to figure out.
My sons and I, and I'm going to take my grandson, we're looking at going to Milwaukee next year.
Are you really?
Yeah. It's not that much farther from Chicago.
No, it isn't. Just a little bit north.
North. And,
north.
North. And I've been to that stadium, but my sons haven't been. And you talk about tailgating. Those people know how to tailgate in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I mean...
They got the brats all over the place. The beer and the brats.
I mean, they have a parking lot, a huge parking lot that surrounds the stadium, and they're out there cooking, and it reminds you of a football game.
Of a festival, yeah.
Can you imagine? They're jumping the prices of parking up in Cleveland for a Browns game from $30 to $50.
Yeah.
$50.
To park.
Yeah, then on top of an average of 300 and something for a ticket.
Except that a lot of people who, like, especially the Muni lot, they don't even care to go into the game. They stay out and party and listen to it and watch it on TV.
Yeah, that's true, but still, I mean.
But I understand what you're saying.
But if you're looking for a parking spot, you better
plan on hiking for a while. Because the further you are away from the stadium, the lower the price is.
$30? $50?
$50.
Oh,
no.
Local story. Ellet's baseball coach.
Yes.
John Sarver is retiring.
Retiring,
43 years.
In coaching.
As coaching, a head coach in baseball.
Yeah, not just in Ellet, but his longest time has been Ellet.
Yeah. 43 years.
43 years.
That's
almost as long as you were been alive.
Yeah, I was only seven.
Wow.
Or six. You know,
six.
They are still looking at the records up there.
No, they better look quick. You're running out of time.
I said, hey, you're right. About five more weeks.
Yeah.
And good for him. He says, I love baseball. You have to love baseball in order to be a coach for 43 years.
There's going to be people picking his brain for the rest of his life.
Ooh. Wouldn't that hurt?
That's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Oh, picking your brain.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm glad people are not picking my brain right now. I'm not up to having my
brain. You're not up to having a brain picked?
No. Okay. Gosh.
You got to wear that keep away hat, though, you know.
And then Ronald Acuna from Atlanta at 40 home runs and 68 stolen bases. He's one of the few in history of Major League Baseball to have 40 home runs and over 40 stolen bases. Wow. Pretty darn impressive.
The last one to get about around that was a young Barry.
A young Barry.
Bonds. Young Barry Bonds.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yes.
Because he had already joined the 30-30, and I think maybe 30-40 when he was with Pittsburgh. That's very young.
I was trying to
think. That was the last time they were in a World Series, I think, was it when he was there.
Didn't Albert Bell, when he was with Cleveland, talk about a natural hitter? Well, what a lineup that was. Jeez. Anyway, I know that he had 50 home runs and 50 doubles, which was
pretty
darn incredible, isn't that?
Yeah. But because his career was cut short, he will never.
He had that hip problem.
That Herschel Walker had.
Herschel Walker and Bo Jackson.
And
too.
Bo Jackson, yeah.
Bo Jackson was a two-sport phenom. And like Coach Prime. Like
Coach Prime.
You know, he was Coach Prime. We're talking about Deion Sanders.
Primetime Sanders.
That was his nickname.
Deion Primetime.
Yeah, because he always showed up in primetime because he was so good with Dallas, and he was also a baseball player, a major league, not just a major league baseball player. So now he's the head coach, and he started out coaching because he doesn't need the money.
No.
He started coaching at a historically black college, and his success was phenomenal.
Yep.
He was a feature of the 60 Minutes back then, how he was encouraging, you know, especially young black men to make something out of their lives in addition to coaching football. And then he got this chance to go to the University of California, Colorado. And now he's the head coach there and doing pretty good. He's 2-1 now that he lost.
Yeah, he lost the last one. They blanked him, I think.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, come get me now because this is as bad as you're ever going to see it.
Yeah. And he's had his health problems, too.
Has he? Okay.
Some leg problems. But Coach Prime, when you hear the term Coach Prime, it's not beef.
Yeah.
It's Coach Deion Sanders. And I haven't seen the segment on 60 Minutes, but I'm going to. Once I get motivated. I'm too weak to press the button.
Yeah.
You know, it's very weak. So I still haven't watched a lot of TV while I've been down. The TV can be a vast wasteland of.
It usually is. That's why they made it, I think.
Well, last night, I get these cramps in my leg from the healing process. So I couldn't go to sleep. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. What am I going to do? I'm tired of reading. I love World War II historic novels. Anything I can get my hands. So I'm reading a series called After Dunkirk.
Okay.
And so, but I'm tired. So what am I going to do? So I got on Netflix and watched this submarine World War II movie.
Okay.
Matthew McConaughey, when he was 20 years old or something.
Okay.
So that's been a while back. So at 3 o'clock, I finally succumbs. So I made it through almost, right?
Yeah.
Are we almost done?
Yes, we're almost through. Yeah. Is that what we're waiting on?
Okay. I guess so. I'm just trying to think what else. I just want to go out saying, I'm going to miss Terry Francona and
music there.
The music here. I can't hear the music.
I can't hear it either.
And wish him the world of the best he can come up with as far as his health and everything. Okay, here
now we
go.
Hear the music.
I can hear it now.
So you promised to tie in there.
Okay, yeah. When I saw a wicker furniture outlet in Copenhagen, I knew there was something rotten in the state of Denmark.
It was. He back in form. Back in form. We'll see everyone next week. Figure out what's happened for Sports Sidebar.